The WHA says of 30 fastest-growing occupations in Wisconsin, half of those are in health care. But the next decade may bring a shortage of qualified workers. The problem could translate into higher health care costs, restricted access to quality care, and increased pressure on existing health care workers. Roberta Gassman is secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. At a news conference at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, she said it's not enough to simply recruit new people into high-demand medical careers.
We have to figure out creative ways to retain those who are in the field, to stay, to not burn out, to not place their health at risk, and to be able to stay as successful healthcare workers in our state.
Eric Borgerding, senior vice president of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, added that conventional recruitment philosophies also need to be changed to expand the pool of potential candidates.
We have to look beyond the traditional type of person who's been filling healthcare careers over the years. As we all think about the nurse, we think about a woman filling that job. We have to look beyond. We have to look to the minority populations. We have to look to men. We have to think broadly, much more broadly than we have in the past, about who can and who can be working in healthcare.
Another issue is the growing number of elderly patients. The U.S. Census estimates that in 20 years, 20% of Wisconsin's residents will be 65 and over. That means more people needing specialized health services, a development that could strap the current hospital workforce for money and staffing. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.